Hi, wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, we take a quick look at EdTech funding in India from a report published by Traction, a leading provider of private markets intelligence in India. But first, a few headlines. Telecom operators in India want internet companies to compensate them for using their telecom networks, a recommendation they've made to the local regulatory body, echoing a viewpoint that is gaining some momentum in other parts of the world, TechCrunch reports. Jio, India's largest telecom operator with 450 million subscribers, wants internet companies to contribute towards telecom networks' costs based on the traffic they consume, their turnover, and number of users, according to TechCrunch. Pentathlon Ventures, an early-stage B2B SaaS-focused venture capital firm, has announced the launch of its second fund with a target corpus of 450 crore rupees. The fund aims to invest in 25 business-to-business SaaS startups, the VC firm said in a press release. Pentathlon Ventures will look for startups in enterprise digital transformation, e-commerce enablement, fintech, vertical SaaS, applied AI, sustainable tech, and healthcare tech in the business-to-business software-as-a-service space. So in One Thing Today, after all the problems Byju's has faced, it might not surprise you that India's edtech startups haven't done very well this year by way of funding, even though they were the third most funded companies in this space worldwide in the first 7 months or so of 2023, according to Traction, a leading provider of private markets intelligence in India. India's edtech startup sector has experienced a declining trend in funding, similar to its global counterparts, according to Traction's latest Feed Geo report on the edtech startups landscape in the country. The global edtech market has been facing challenges attributed to decreasing demand for online education post-COVID, ongoing funding constraints, rising interest rates aimed at controlling inflation, and economic uncertainties. In India, the sector shows promise due to a demand-supply gap between teachers and course availability in offline education, which might fuel the sector's growth in the coming years, according to Traction's report. Most of the funding into Indian edtech startups in 2023 so far was secured in the second quarter of the calendar year. Companies raised funding worth $713 million in Q2 2023, accounting for 73.43% of the total funding raised this year. This is also an increase of 37% compared with the same period last year. That said, total funding into the Indian edtech space plunged 48% to $971 million in 2023 between Jan 1st and August 7th, the period for which Traction has compiled data for its report. EdTech startups had raised $1.87 billion in the same period in 2022. The 2023 year-to-date funding is also 50% lower than the money the sector raised in the same period in 2021, according to Traction. The number of funding rounds in 2023 fell 77% and 82% compared with the same periods in 2022 and 2021, respectively. Late-stage investments worth $879 million have been recorded in 2023 so far, contributing to more than 90% of the total funding, which is also a drop of 23% compared with $1.14 billion raised in the same period in 2022 and a drop of 39% from $1.44 billion raised in the same period in 2021. Early stage investments worth $75.7 million were recorded in 2023 year to date, meaning the Jan 1st to August 7th period that Traction tracked, an 88% drop from the $618 million raised in the same period last year and an 82% drop compared with the $414 million raised in the same period 2021. EdTech startups raised $15.7 million through seed stage rounds in 2023 between Jan 1st and August 7th, a drop of 85% from $105 million raised in the same period in 2022 and an 83% drop from the same period in 2021. Technology-based solutions for K-12 education, test preparation, higher education were the top-performing segments in the EdTech sector based on funding in 2023 so far. K-12 startups have raised a total of $711 million in 2023, a fall of 45% and 56% compared with the same periods in 2022 and 2021 respectively. No new unicorns have so far emerged in this sector this year, as against two in the same period last year. 2023 saw 7 acquisitions, a 70% decline compared with 23 acquisitions in the same period in 2022 and 19 acquisitions in the same period in 2021. Among Indian cities, Bengaluru far and away takes the lead in terms of total funds raised till date, cumulatively, not just 2023, followed by Mumbai and Gurgaon. EdTech startups in Bangalore have raised a total of over $8 billion as of August 7, 2023, followed by Mumbai, $2.5 billion, and Gurugram at $497 million. In the last 2 years, We Found a Circle, Peak 15 Partners, formerly Sequoia India, and MMPL Trust were the most active investors in this space. We Found a Circle, IPV, and Let's Venture were the top seed investors, while Peak 15 Partners, Better Capital, and Angel List were the top early-stage investors. MMPL Trust, Westbridge Capital, and the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative were the top late-stage investors. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hariharak Lee. Thank you for listening.